John prepared the way for the Lord, and in our liturgical readings, John has prepared the way, and again today, for the Lord. And so, it's remarkable. I was reflecting on this last night at the prayer meeting. You see, God moves, relates to the world through generation. There are, for instance, in the book of Genesis, there are 10 sections, each section marked off by a genealogy. So-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so. And it gives us a deeper understanding of the whole plan of God and how that works through generation. And so we have this birth of John the Baptist. And the text, the first text that we have is from Malachi. I will send my messenger to prepare the way before me. That's John, right? And that's why this text is here. John is the fulfillment of this prophecy. And suddenly they will come to the temple, the Lord whom you seek. The temple nowadays is the body of Christ. And the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord. And then who will endure the day of his coming? This is prophecy. John came after all the time from the 1700s. Abraham was probably about 1760. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And then finally, the prophets. And now, the Baptist. Now we're supposed to be getting prepared. Because what we celebrate on Christmas Day, it's hard to describe. You see, it's not just, well, you know, it's not like Lincoln's birthday or Washington's birthday or something like that, the 4th of July. This is the body of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Recalling, but not in our own power, in the power of the Holy Spirit, the birth of God among us. And that's why it's so important to be ready, to be, you know, have our hearts purified. Get to confession if you need to, but get ready. Because it's hard for us, I've said this about 2,000 times by now, I bet. You see, it's not that the church is in time. It's that time is in the church. And the church has authority over time. Today we celebrate the tomorrow, and then the next day we celebrate the presence of the Lord Christ among us. And this celebration, you see, this birth, it's breathtaking. God became a zygote and matured in the womb of his mother and was born a child among us. And he wasn't born in the palace of a king, though he is the Lord of all the universe. He was born in a stable. All of this is to help us realize that our values are backwards. That the most important thing about us is that Christ dwells in us. That's the most important thing. And he will come to dwell anew in us and among us on this day that we've picked. Isn't this humble of God? He didn't send a prophet to say, December 25th is going, you know. No, he let us figure that out. And this is the day we'd settled upon. And so, it's Christmas. And the grace of Christmas. And we're only a few days away from it. I can remember, personal note, the day of our ordination, the four of us, was a nice day. But the day of my first Mass, it was a blizzard. And so I can still remember my dear mother was going to be there, even if the earth had just opened up to swallow us. I mean, she was going to be there. So she was there with my whole family. But she died some many years later. And my sister called me. She said, "Do you remember how Mom was just literally suffusing light the day you were ordained?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "That's the way she looks now." Which is quite beautiful. So this season has many memories. But the first text, "I'll send my messenger ahead of me," it's John. And so we have this text. And so the gospel for today, as you just heard, is the birth of John, the one who prepares the way. And so we have another gospel coming up on the 24th. It's the hymn, the Benedictus hymn. And then we're ready to celebrate God among us. God among us. God so much among us that he becomes part of our bodies. If you stop and think, take time the next couple of days, more time, and let the Holy Spirit open up your heart and mind to be overwhelmed with the generosity and the humility of God to come among us, to teach us, to heal us, to die for our sins, to rise again, so that he has a life to share with us. And he shares it right here.